Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Monday, the 14th of May, 2012, and this is my audio blog. I've been thinking about people not booing. It's interesting, the subject raised by McColgan about some people he's noticed who have stopped booing, haven't booed for several months. And you notice that with some people that just sort of fade away and get out of the habit of booing, and but just sort of very quietly fade away. And then, you know, they never know, they can come back again, or they just need a bit of impetus to remind them to get back into the habit. Maybe when that pod pomo comes round, or the next February, then they might suddenly start doing it again. But sometimes people just get out of the habit. And then you get the people that that announce to the world that they're going to stop booing. Or not necessarily announce to the world, or announce to announced to their friends or whoever that they're not going to do booze anymore, and that's different, isn't it? It just springs to mind because at least two people recently I've heard them say that they're not going to do any more booze, and it's a bit like the stuff about whether you silently unfollow somebody or whether you make a big thing about telling everyone that you've unfollowed someone or whatever. I find it interesting how we react and how we should react. I was just thinking about how one should react. So when somebody announces on Audio Boo that they're not booing anymore, they're not going to boo anymore, and they're not going to listen to boos anymore, or whatever. As someone who does still want to boo, I feel a mixture of emotions there. I I'm wondering whether the emotions, whether the person who is saying this, saying that they're going to stop booing and stop listening to boos, whether they mean to have that effect on everyone else, or whether they don't realise the consequences of, and the way that goes down. And, you know, to think back, there have been a few occasions when I've said, oh, sod it, I don't want to do any more booze for a while. So I can look at it from that perspective as well. But at the moment, I'm looking at it from the perspective of someone who boos frequently. I try and boo at least once a day. And so from this perspective, I kind of feel, two things, at least two things. One is offended and kind of upset and slighted, and, you know, because this person has rejected the Audio Boo community. So I kind of feel like they've made a judgment upon me and everyone else in Audio Boo land that they don't want to be a part of it anymore. So it's kind of a rejection, isn't it? Whether it's specifically rejection of they don't listen to my boos, or whether it's they just don't want to be part of the boo lifestyle. They've tried the boo lifestyle and they've had enough of it. It kind of feels like a rejection of some kind. And even if they're still going to listen to boos, but they don't want to say anything on boos anymore, it's still a sort of a rejection of the chipping in, as Paul describes it. There's a rejection thing, I think, going on. And the other thing is a sadness, and you know, I'm sad that this person doesn't want to boo anymore, Do I want to reach out to them and help them? Do I think it's a cry for help that I should respond to? So there's a sadness directed at the person who's giving up Audio Boo. So there's this weird mix of emotions, and I think my instinct is to then try and comfort that person and try to, you know, if it's a cry for help, do the response and try and respond in the way that they're asking for. And maybe that way, that response in me, that instinctive response in me is my way of coping with the rejection and kind of trying to avoiding the rejection, avoiding processing the rejection element of it, by concentrating on the possible. Is it a cry for help aspect of the act? And after all, someone publicly saying that they're going to stop Audio Booing, they are saying that because they want to create some kind of reaction, perhaps. Yeah, I think they're saying it because they want a reaction. If they didn't want a reaction, then they could just quietly stop booing. And if anybody reached out to them and said, "Well, why don't you boo anymore?" then they might just say, "Oh, well, I'm just don't feel like booing at the moment. But you know, I'll come back again later or whatever." You know, you can have that kind of conversation. So to actually be upfront and say, "Like, I'm not going to boo anymore," is provocative. It is trying. It's got to be provocative of some way. Even if not consciously, even if it's just that person thinks it's a way of politely saying, "Oh, in case you're wondering why I'm not booing anymore, it's because of this. It's because I've decided not to," whatever. It's weird. So how should we respond? And again, I think one has to respond with generosity. If people, you know, turning it around to when I've wanted to stop booing, you know, there's been occasions where I've been misunderstood, I've said something and someone said something back and it's hurt me and stuff like that. So it's been painful and I've obviously not got the reaction that I wanted from people listening to my audio boos and people responding to my audio boos. So as a defence mechanism, I pull away and maybe I feel I've overshared and I need to stop for a while and sort of realign myself and recalibrate myself before sharing again. So yeah, sometimes it is about, it hurts too much the way one boos and the way that people hear you, the way that people respond. Maybe you're just not getting what you wanted from your audio booing. So you stop. So if you do that, if I'm saying stuff on Audio Boo and I don't like the responses I'm getting back, and then I say, you know, I'm going to stop Audio Boo for a while. If somebody was to react to that and try to console me or repair the damage, you know, try to help me, they might actually be making it worse. They don't know what's going on in my head, and so therefore with all the best intentions they may be sending me this message or that message, but it might actually because they don't know everything that's going on in my head, it might actually hurt me further. So despite their best intentions, it may hurt me even more. So I turn that around, turn the tables, and now I'm the person who's listening to someone who's unfollowed, or not unfollowed, someone who's decided not to audiobook anymore. I think, okay, I should respect that. I should. It's probably the best decision that they've made this decision, and it was probably the right decision for them at this time. So therefore, my instinct to try and reach out to them, try and tell them that it's not that bad, and encourage them to audiobook again. Maybe that is the wrong thing for me to do. Maybe that is the selfish thing for me to do. Maybe the most generous thing to do is to just respect their decision and let them go away from audiobook for a while, and then they can come back when they're ready. I think that pretty much covers everything that's mulling around in my head about this subject now. But I'd be interested in other people's thoughts on the subject as I sit here on the kitchen floor with the fridge freezer buzzing away. So thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.